Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the question?
Bring the temperature down, down low.
I think you just answer your own question.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
By the way, real quickly, take your time. Boss don't like that. I want to get to the Niners.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you something that I want you to put into the equation. As you were ripping the Warriors last week and couldn't understand how something could happen, do you see what kind of year Ryan Rollins is having?
It's incredible.
Okay, there you go. That's all I needed to say.
Well, when have I ripped him about letting him go?
After they lost in Milwaukee,
you could not fathom how
a good basketball player could score 32 points. You said, oh, they just never. How does that happen? He's good.
All right, listen. When they break us up or we decide to go different ways, the next chapter of our lives, I want you to just put your hand on my shoulder, look me in my face and say, Goo, I used you. And I used you because you said stuff and I wake up in the morning to make it seem like you said something else. And I didn't say that, so stop. And Chris A., real quick,
yeah.
I just said I thought Giannis in his prime was going to, if somebody could score 100, it would be him.
No,
but now
never
we
him.
Have a unicorn in Wimby. He looks like what was the movie? They had a movie about him.
I have no idea.
Avatar. He's incredible, dude. He can score 100.
See, here's why.
And Pippen is not, and it's not Kuminga, but I would watch those videos, Kuminga, of Pippen.
Of what?
Pippen, everything Scotty.
You're so weird.
Wow, you meant that.
I mean, and there's just another thing. You know, Giannis can't score 100 because he can't make enough foul shots.
He's gotten better.
The reason Wilt scored 100 was because he was 28 for 32 from the line that night.
Wow.
A flat out anomaly.
How was that game not on video?
Because it was 78 years ago. And it was actually at Hershey Park. Let's move on.
Yeah.
I want to go through some of this sound.
Let's go.
Kyle Shanahan, what's the story of the injuries?
All right, the injuries for practice today. Alfred Collins with a hip will be limited. D. Winters, knees will be limited. Ricky Purcell, knee will be limited. Brock Purdy, toe will be limited. That's it.
All right.
What does that mean?
Limited.
No, for the game. Sports. Tomorrow's Friday. So Pearsall, limit. Like, talk to me, Stoney. Like, they need Ricky back. I want to watch him limited. Okay. Does that mean what?
It means he's not going to participate in the entire practice and all the drills. It'll be some portion of those. What about the Purdy limited?
No, it'll be aggressive practice. We just got to put limited if it's not exactly how it normally is.
Are you trying to build him toward a point where he can start on Sunday?
Yes.
For this week?
Yes.
So the bottom line is, let's say there's 50 first team snaps at practice. If Purdy takes 49 of them, then you can say he's limited because he can't take all of them. Or you can't. So weird, the NFL. All right. What about if he has a good week of practice?
I think each week has gotten better with last week being the best. I mean, each week has been different. So if he takes a big step forward this week, like he did last week, he should have a good chance to play.
So he took a big step forward last week, but didn't play.
So let me ask.
If he can take another big step forward, he'll play. Exactly. It's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Play Sunday.
Right. So they have three important days. Should I take you through the NFL week?
No, that's pretty good. But no, you're just as clueless as I am.
No, I'm not. You just read in. You just want to make everything complicated.
Thank you, Evan. No, I'm not.
It's not complicated.
But do you understand? We're not getting updates. I think you're over there thinking we're getting updates.
Guru.
And I want Purdy to play.
Let me take you through the week.
Okay.
On a Wednesday,
I know.
Kyle Shanahan talks to the media before
practice.
They go to practice.
Okay.
So he says, Brock's going to be limited, but we're going to be aggressive. They went through practice yesterday. It's a kind of day where, quite frankly, I would have thought maybe Schefter might have reported early today that Brock's toe felt good after the practice. Okay, there isn't any. But the media availability today is not till after practice. So they're obviously yesterday and today, they're putting him through some stuff.
Yeah,
it sounds like it's going to be more intensive than it has been in the past. And then they'll end up making the decision. But if he's, but if they like what they see, he's starting.
Can I give you?
Like,
yeah.
No, what is?
You didn't help me, but
what is complicated about this? Like, let me set it up this way, because I'm not.
Yeah.
This is nothing to do.
Yeah, because I'm
specifically.
Yeah.
Shasky comes in during his break, he's like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "Purdy starting on Sunday," and he goes.
Where I'm at. Like, why?
Because
why are you like, geez, oh boy? Because you think there's some scientific machine that's going to tell you where the toe and how the toe's really doing, and there's no way he's getting tackled because they're coming for his ass if he were to start, and that's a whole different can of beans. What I'm looking you dead in the face is, and I'm trying to tell you is, live for another day. You paid and invested this dude.
Not promised.
No, hey, it will be if you keep his ass off the thing this rest of this season.
Oh,
I think that's
so
where
you
want to
shut him down for the rest of the year.
I swear, Steiny, that's where I'm leading.
Why?
That's where I'm at.
So, but here's the thing.
What if something really happens worse,
Guru,
in this game or a game next Sunday?
Okay, so
could you have avoided
it
when you had a serviceable?
So
there's
what?
Steiny, that
he'll be
contract.
Fine for next year.
No, you don't know that.
Well, then, if he's not...
You don't know that. I'm being real.
And you don't know that putting him out there Sunday could possibly jeopardize his career.
But if there's a 2% chance, that's too many.
Okay, so when do you play him?
Next season.
That's stupid.
All right. What's stupid about it?
Because...
Matt, you got a serviceable quarterback that can hold it down.
It's not stupid.
It's not about... You said it, but it's all right.
I take it back.
Yeah. No, I take it back? We're doing numbers.
Can I take it back?
Yeah, I'm all right.
With all due respect, you're saying that without... You don't know anything about the injury he's missed 5 or 6 weeks.
That's a lot of time.
He might be 100% healthy right now.
Well... I don't think you believe that. And Stein, he's not 100% healthy. Lo'Neal told us he's not going to be
idea.
A guy that played. Okay. Baldinger told us, this thing is real. Just shut him down,
but
man.
We don't know how serious it is.
I think we do. Your girlfriend is staying at work every day late, telling you she's working on a project, and I'm telling you I saw her at the bar with Tony. You don't want to believe it. That's where I'm at. I'm thinking worst case scenario.
That's great. You can think worst case scenario. That's not the way the NFL works. Brock Purdy, if he's healthy enough, is the Niners starting quarterback. He's going to play. As my daughter used to, period, end of story.
All right.
He said if Purdy's healthy enough, he's going to play.
I'm just telling you what I would do because I'm treating this, my investment that doesn't even start to next season, like fine china. And if Mac Jones has held it down, I just think if you want to be overly cautious,
they don't need to be overly cautious.
Right,
Shanahan would say to you, you know what, Goo?
Right, I got
we've
question.
Kept him out 5 straight weeks. That was cautious.
Okay, yeah.
It's fine
okay,
now.
But what will you say Monday if we find out this dog and pony show that's going on?
I'll tell you
that
exactly
Mac starts in Arizona. That's another week he's not ready, another game he missed. Would you at all think, you know what? We got 6 left.
No.
Let's just.
No. Yeah. I mean, it's to me, we don't talk about that until we get to week 14 or 15. And that's me. Now, other people might disagree, but 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, honestly, I don't see it any other way than, like, okay, Purdy comes back Sunday. All right, let's go through what could happen.
Yeah.
He could get hurt again. Okay, shut him down. That's fine. Like, I'm sorry, I get it, it's a serious injury, but you're really telling me that something, like, he's had it, he played with it twice this year. If he tries it again,
what if he tries it again, has a setback, and then needs surgery?
Okay, then he gets surgery, right, which he may have needed anyway already, for all we know. And so, again, they as a team will make a determination when he's ready. And it sounds like it could be this week. Mm. And if he's ready, like, why would I guess my question is, if Kyle Shanahan tells you he's ready, give me a reason why he shouldn't start Brock Purdy.
Because you thought that after 2 weeks.
Okay. And then you erred on the side of caution and now have kept him out six.
And then
if
No, no. If he comes back and he re-injures it,
okay,
then you didn't learn anything.
Now go get surgery. Now go get surgery.
And then, okay, hey. And you're right. But what if he needs that now if he does come back and finishes? Who knows? But, man, Stoney, I'm just telling you.
Like,
this is a serious thing, man. And I know I'm a one-trick pony with this. Like, we're getting late in the game. Matt can hold it down. You're our future quarterback. I don't want this thing to get worse. Or you have to go under the knife, and you might have to do that anyway. But let's just say he were to re-aggravate it or somebody stepped. Oh, my gosh. I'm just like, man, how close are we really from them saying, you know what, it's not worth the risk?
Well, you know what's going to happen then is Brock Purdy's going to get shut down. He's going to have surgery. And then next year we're going to say, well, who's the starting quarterback? Is it Brock? Well, he's still kind of rehabbing. He's still kind of this, that, the other thing. Might not be 100% after this. Like, I just.
You're just saying if he says he can go, run him out there.
No. If the team determines he can go and he wants and he can go, that it's not just Brock's decision. I need to hear from the doctors. I need to hear from Shanahan, who's apparently, as we speak, like watching him take snaps and try to simulate game speed as much as possible at practice, even though you can't. And that's the other thing.
Like, that's a big part of
it. But you can't. Yeah. You'll never be able to put him on the field without putting him on the field for the first time. Like, he can't get.
And why doesn't that constitute, maybe if that's the case and you can see that vision that I'm having, doesn't that constitute maybe he shouldn't go on the field? That's what I'm saying to you.
What do you mean?
Don't risk the biscuit. If you're sitting there saying you're really not going to know until his live bullets flying, you can't simulate it.
Then you can never play him. Like, literally, and maybe that's not.
Well, if you give him a whole offseason in months, Donnie, to heal that bad boy and maybe avoid surgery. That's how I'm seriously looking at this thing.
Not me. I mean, if he's ready to play, he's got to go play. Mm. And here's the other thing. If he plays, doesn't play well, but the foot is not injured, or they're not going to use that,
right?
Then Kyle Shanahan better be prepared to stick it out with Purdy, even if he's not playing well but is healthy. That's going to be the hardest part.
Now, why would that be? Because to me, forget the noise and the ridicule or the second guessing. It's the health of that toe and my quarterback moving forward. That supersedes, like when you say he can't make, he'd have to ride him out. No. Admit you made an error or it's not right and get him off as soon as you can, if I'm understanding you correctly.
I'm not sure.
You said if he doesn't play well,
right,
he come back and he doesn't play well.
Doesn't play well.
You said Kyle needs to ride it out.
That's right.
Why?
Because
who are you appeasing by that? Because the way you said it, you would say the media or the fans.
Right. And right. That's my point. There's going to be noise. If Brock Purdy doesn't have a great game, and maybe this is going to be impossible, that Brock Purdy has a bad game but comes out completely healthy in theory, then he's got to play the next game. And, but the point is,
I got you.
Then the noise is going to start.
I don't think Kyle would do that.
Do what?
Kind of lightweight, not blame it on the toe. If he's healthy and he played bad, he would say he played bad. It had nothing to do with the toe.
Well, I think he would actually protect him and say, you know what, that toe's still not really right. We're going to shut him down and go with Mac for the rest of the year. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Should the Bengals bring back Burrow?
Well, he had surgery and has been out for a couple months. So I think they feel like we did our due diligence. Mm-hmm. He went under the knife. We think we got this thing under control. And by all accounts, Burrow's feeling nothing in the toe.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. So, thank you. But why, they handled that different.
Okay, and the 49ers have basically said, okay, how do we address this toe? Well, there's two options. What are they? Rest or surgery? Okay, let's rest him because he came back after 2 weeks. So now let's rest him for five. Okay, now you rested him for five. It's as good as it's going to get. You run him out there. He has a setback. Go have surgery. And if he doesn't, if he comes through it okay, then he's your quarterback the next week. What I'm saying is the only thing that's going to get uncomfortable for Kyle is if Purdy is healthy and not playing well and they lose a couple games, then people are going to start really saying Mac's better. Mac's better. And people are saying that now.
Well, yeah.
So.
I want to see him play, Stoney. Selfishly, I want to see him play, but I just think about the future and because I don't believe there's no controversy. Now, among fans, I'm hearing what you're hearing, so I get that. But as far as my investment in this dude, and I don't have a way to make a return if I wanted to, I might seriously, like if he can't go this week and you need another week, then I've seen enough. And I'm just calling the dogs off. Mac, you just lead us, finish the season out. Hopefully we make the playoffs. But then I feel like I could sleep at night knowing if I'm the Niners, that, okay, he's going to get ample opportunity for this thing to just go away with ample
rest. Here's what I don't understand. So does anybody remember offhand last year McCaffrey? He missed the start of the season, right?
He played four games
then
total.
Then he came back, played four
games.
Got
a new PCL injury.
So my question is, was anybody at the time saying, if McCaffrey's healthy, let's not play him? Mm.
Interesting.
Like, McCaffrey came back.
Yeah. He got a different injury, but
I'm healthy. Yeah. I'm ready to play.
And he plays three
or four games, gets hurt again. All right. Well, now we got to go with somebody else. But, like, I feel like in this particular case, we're disregarding the fact that he's only playing if he's healthy enough in the first place.
So,
if he quarterbacks Sunday, it tells me Kyle thinks he's healthy. Healthy enough, a high enough percentage, whatever it is.
But Stoney, it's Kyle using a little bit of everything, but the 90% of it to me is I have to listen to my quarterback tell me if he feels anything. It's not Kyle telling Brock how he feels. A lot of it is going to depend on how are you feeling after we run you through these exercises.
Right.
And it's up to Brock to say, and I'm just asking you, if I were Brock, and let's just say I wasn't, well, you just got the bag, but let's just say I wasn't secure as I should be, would you kind of fib and say, if I'm really feeling like a 7, hey, coach, I'm at a 9, so I can just get rid of this Mac Jones and I'll go out there at a 7 to just take over the reins?
So the way I look at it is completely different. And the way I look at it is they're clearly going to give him reps this week, okay? So if he goes through the reps and he looks good, well, then even if his toe hurts, you know, he's probably going to go out and play. But I don't, like, you got to put him out there at some point.
Yeah.
And if this is the week, this is the week.
And trick error on the YouTube chat kind of just hit me in the cardiac with this one, Stoney. Purdy doesn't come across as a BSer Purdy would say, I can't go. Well, you know, that scenario I just gave you.
Kyle Shanahan is a strong enough coach that Brock Purdy might say, you know what? It feels great.
Yeah.
And Shanahan goes, yeah, well, you stunk at practice this past week, and there are things that we see that you still can't do, and so you're not ready. And then Brock will say, yeah, you're right.
So you
right.
think today is the day of...
I think it's all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Because you've seen the video of him throwing yesterday, right? Like Grant
you
Cohen
showed
posted,
it to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't look bad, but there were some throws that I deem high, you know, but I don't know how Kyle would look at that. So it is interesting,
I mean,
man.
In a way, this is everybody gets their way. If Brock Purdy throws a couple balls that sail, the people who love Purdy can say he's hurt. And that's why
Stoney,
his ball's
they're
sailing.
Interceptions, though. You think that's going to happen? Like,
do I think what's going
to
happen?
I think you got that out your system with the Jacksonville game. Michael. To me, with Brock, oh, you were awful, but it was the toe. Yeah. Like, you come back now after umpteen weeks off.
Yeah.
I don't think you can go to the, oh, he
of course
threw two.
They will.
Oh, my, if you, and you finish the game?
I mean, there, if I watch Brock Purdy play Sunday and he looks like he looks in Jacksonville, I'll be like, he's not healthy enough to play.
Wow.
Like, that's what I mean. You can link. Like, this is where Shanahan has created a situation where he can do whatever he wants. He can always say the injury is the reason Brock's not up to his usual standards, and that's why he's not
but
playing.
But can he afford for the second time? Because if you're right, that would be the second time they mismanaged this. To where you thought he was ready to go, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
So you open yourself up for second guessing on that front.
Yeah, okay, this is my own personal thing. I'm not, like, he played week one, he sat 2 weeks, he re-aggravated week four. All right, let's be careful this time. Well, what does that mean? Well, let's give him 4 or 5, maybe 6, but let's give him a good month.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they give him a good month. And now he's going to go out and play again.
And what about just the net? Forget the turf toe. This, you know, I'm thinking of Shasky coming in on you. I'm just thinking about the natural rust of just you not being out there forever and a day.
Well, that's why Kyle's going to have to stick with him if the foot or if the toe is good, but Brock's not. Like, he can't put Brock back into the starting lineup. Brock stays healthy. They lose,
yeah, see the,
and then he takes them right out again. That would be a big, big problem, and that would be a sign to me. You know, if Brock Purdy in 2 weeks goes, no, I'm completely healthy, but I'm not playing. But that's never going to happen. Mm. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan's in Irvine.
Irvine.
Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. Hey, love the conversation. So here's my take. The risk versus reward, just, it doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Your season next year is already compromised with injuries you sustained this season already. Bosa's not going to be back until who knows when, but he's going to miss all of training camp. He's going to probably miss 4 or 5 games of next season. So is Williams. So your defense is already at a detriment going into next season. Mm. Do you really want to add Brock Purdy to that list?
Wow.
Because the risk versus reward right now, if he sends him in there and he has another setback, that may translate into missing games next season. This season is already jacked up. So why do we want to compromise next season potentially too? That's the risk versus reward.
Man.
They have the benefit of having the best backup quarterback in the league who's hot right now, and you're going to bench him for a guy that should be resting his foot in a boot. If you decide to not have surgical procedures to fix this thing, you have to rest it. You can't practice. You can't be out there in any capacity, whether it's limited or full. You have to rest it if you decide to not have surgery. That's what they chose to do. So they're going to have to live with these results. If he goes out there and injures himself again, that is just another notch on the 49ers belt of how they have mismanaged injuries, whether preventing them or managing them since Kyle has been here.
Mm.
That's
man,
right.
A lot of
appreciate
good stuff
the
there, Stoney. Yeah. How do you respond to that?
I don't agree with a lot of it.
Man.
But, I know people feel that way.
Mm.
But like, I can use everything he said to turn it the other way too. Are we're already compromised next season. So do we want to compromise it more if Brock gets hurt?
Yeah.
But we got Mac Jones. Like, we got Mac Jones. So he's going to have to get out there and try it at some point, because Mac Jones is under contract for the next 17 plus 24 games.
But it's kind of how you got Mac Jones, to his point, Donnie. Like, if you treated this and thought about what you're going to be without, and I love that point, at the start of next season, and what you kind of can prevent or think you can prevent, you want to take all those measures to do that.
I think here's what the other thing we're assuming. We're assuming that he's not healthy enough right now to play, but they're going to kind of put him out there. And I look at it the other way. I say, if he's out there, that's telling me the organization believes he's healthy enough. And if he gets hurt again, well, then you got to go back to Mac Jones. And I guess we have to figure out this turf toe thing. But I think he's got to play. And I think
I'm hoping it's this week.
I think it's going to be this week. Yeah. I think it's going to be this week. How about Pearsall?
I mean, they told me he's healthy, so I'll see today from my own eyes when he practices, and I'm sure it'll look that way. And as long as he does, then he's good to go.
Yeah, so he'll be back.
Well, no.
They told me he's healthy.
Right, but there it is. There it is right there.
I mean, they told me he's healthy, so I'll see today from my own eyes when he practices.
I'll
and I'm
see.
Sure it'll look that way, and as long as he does, then he's good to go.
Right, as long as he looks healthy.
But I guess I'm holding on to he's practicing, so he's good.
But what if he has a setback? See, that's why I don't think it's not a big deal to me that these guys are going to be put through practice for the next 3 days, and we're in the middle of it right now. And then they'll determine if he's can play or not.
Would any of your view, I know we're up against it technically, would any of your view change if Mac Jones wasn't here and Brandon Allen was your backup or Nick Mullins? Would you look at Brock like I want you to, like more fine china and be more protective over him in his future? Because I feel like a lot of people are copping to just run him out there because almost selfishly, like, to see if he's better than Mac.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Hey, Dan Dibley here for Golden State Lumber and Showroom. Consider their Stockton Yard as the go-to resource for building professionals in San Joaquin County. With over 40 acres of premium building materials available to the public, for bigger jobs, you can count on Golden State's large fleet of trucks for timely delivery. It's their goal to keep your project on time and on budget. Building a better Bay Area for over 70 years, Golden State Lumber and Showroom. When you succeed, we succeed.
What if you had the smartest Wi-Fi? If you did, it'd be Xfinity, of course. And it'd come with their best state-of-the-art equipment. It would boost speeds to the devices that needed them most, prioritizing your most important connections, whether you were streaming, gaming, or gaming while pretending to work. And it would let you stream four. That's right, four games on one screen. It would even power your mobile connection so you could bring faster, secure Wi-Fi speeds with you where you use it most. It would be proactive and fix problems before you knew you had them. Impressive, right? And it would have security features that protect you from threats at home and online. Kind of like a force field for your life. If you had the smartest Wi-Fi, well, everything would work together seamlessly to keep you connected, no matter what. Xfinity. Imagine that. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Willard, and I'm just going to say it. We need your help. Right now, 1 in 3 people in the Bay Area don't know where their next meal is coming from. Parents skipping dinner so their kids can eat. Seniors choosing between medicine and groceries. In a place this strong, this connected, that shouldn't happen. It can't happen. That's why our friends at Habas Law are teaming up with Martha's Kitchen. Martha's Kitchen provides more than 200,000 meals every month to our neighbors in need. So let's do what the Bay Area does best. Let's show up together. Visit marthas-kitchen.org and donate today. Habas Law. Always fighting to make it right.
November is a great time to get a new TV. Now that the top...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Up, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football. You know, we're all going through something. Nothing horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. I saw something online that was pretty funny.
Do they still call it that online?
I think it was, what do they call it? It was like a TikTok, but I'm so bad. So old.
A reel?
Yeah, it was a reel. it was a real one. So it's got a guy who's like, you know, it's like the camera's on you, and then there's somebody off screen.
He cannot be that guy
who is like clearly a boss or is ready to hire a guy.
Oh, gotcha.
Hire somebody.
Okay.
The guy goes, he's off camera and he goes, you seem like a great candidate. The plan is we'll start you and we'll pay you $15 an hour, and then, you know, 6 months down the line we'll bump that up to 25. When can you start? In 6 months. Get it? When can you start?
Because he wants the higher pay.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I butchered it.
No,
I butchered it. So, you know,
no, it's me. It's not you.
I didn't say it.
I love laughing, man.
No,
that's
my
terrible.
I screwed that up.
No, it was me. It was me, Stoddy. Let's just say, I think I've seen funnier. That's all right.
It's funnier online. Don't quit your day job.
There you go.
I'm just repeating a reel.
Were you watching, son? You'll be in New Orleans. I still, for the life of me, don't know why you're not off tomorrow. Not that I want you gone, but it's like, dude, you're a real one, son. You're coming to the complex, getting your lift in, and then going out. I ain't mad at you.
I mean, the flight tomorrow is at 4:30. It's like, perfect.
Go Green Wave.
Florida Atlantic.
Yeah.
But you're not worried about, like, how early do you usually get to the airport for a flight?
Boy, it can be too bad.
I know I'm going to complicate this, but am I going alone or am I going with other people?
Well, tomorrow you have roughly 2 hours.
Yeah.
Between.
Right, but I don't do anything tomorrow.
But you're going with someone.
Yes, going with Susan. But she handles it all. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, like, does she handle the go ahead, yes. Evan, the time that you got to be there?
Yeah, like, when does she want you there? Are you going to be able to make it in time?
Oh, no. What I'm saying is, I'll make it when I make it. She has my ticket. She got it all. I don't know what airline we're on. So, I'll meet her somewhere, and then I'll just tag along. And
you
if
know
we
what
make
airport
it,
you're flying out of?
SFO.
Okay.
SFO.
I'm a little disappointed in you.
How come?
A guy like you, I would think, would know more than the Evan said to you know what airport. Like,
no, I know the airport.
No, I got you. Know what I mean? You're in charge.
Well,
you're not now.
But honestly, if I'm flying somewhere alone,
you'll get there 4 hours. I've seen
I'll get there like three or four hours ahead.
Yeah.
Dude,
it's weird.
I'll tell you what. Something about an airport bar.
Oh, I was just in one not too long ago. I'm with you.
If anybody tells you they're not into the airport bar. It's the friendliest bar in the world.
Mm. Yours has actually got a pretty good one. Phoenix.
That's a great call.
They've got a few, like where the Niners are playing this week.
Denver, too.
Well, they all do. That's the point. And let me tell you something. When you're at an airport and you sit down, people are friendly at the airport bar.
Until the bill comes. Prices are a little high. Prices are a little high.
That's true.
But you're getting chicken.
That's true.
Can you just answer your own question?
All right.
So, I can't wait to see if this dude's playing. And I'm not backing down. I'm with Shasky.
I don't even know his point of view.
Yeah, I heard the show. I'm a P1. Oh. He was basically like, what are you really accomplishing by thinking you know, but you don't know? Just give this thing the proper respect. And that caller about Bosa and Warner and next year, I'm like, you wouldn't have PTSD a little of what's going on. And I know there were two different injuries, but the fact that next year, week one, not is marred, but it's up and down in regard. I don't think Bosa and either Warner will be back, but you don't want to play that game. Just the stuff that you've had to deal with, that's all.
Yeah, you don't play the game. Purdy says he's healthy. All right. He goes to play it.
And there won't be one article, and I hope I'm not being negative. What? There won't be one entity second guessing if something went wrong with Brock.
Of course there will.
But why do you smile when you say it?
Because I won't criticize him.
Mm.
If they determine as a team he's ready to play, he goes out Sunday, re-injures himself, they made a mistake.
And Brock was a part of the decision to go out there too.
Sure.
No, I still wouldn't do it. Oh, that's why I was asking
But I guess
the Mac Jones part of this, how much is that making
means nothing.
You?
Nothing really right now, especially because he's coming off a loss.
Mm.
He's 3-3 over his last six. I think the assumption is no matter what happens, people are going to say, well, it's going to be too soon. Like, I don't know.
It's been a while.
Right. So what?
What does that signal to you when I say it's been a while? The severe, and you already know this, it's real serious young man's foot.
But what I'm saying is, like, you know for a fact that if they bring him back this week as opposed to 3 weeks from now, like, something's different, something's changed? Like, that's the part I don't understand.
And I know there's several degrees.
How can we hear?
I got you.
Determine, like, when it's okay to play and what kind of chance you would take.
Might not like this, and you love Lowe, and I love him. And Evan, you guys do a great job on the pre and post. My thing is, from the moment he said and described the only way Lowe can, how severe this injury is, Steiny, I just looked at it, and I looked at it like, oh boy. So I know on your mental calculator, you're like, if he tells you he can go, he can go. But if we're at Thursday and you still need to go through these little tests, to me, that's telling me, man, could use another week or two or three, even if you weren't a football player.
What if he goes through everything and he's fine?
Okay, what if he comes back and tears something and now he needs surgery?
Well, then we have surgery and we've got a quarterback that's injury
prone.
And
I guess my point now, and that's wow. But my point is,
have we just been overly
cautious because we had the luxury to do so because we hit on a backup quarterback that people thought was done? How about we just let him ride this out? He's shown, and then just do what's best
because
for Brock
because you're
and
assuming,
the time and the foot.
Because you're assuming Brock isn't going to be healthy this year. And like, that's the judgment. Like, who the hell knows? Like, if Brock Purdy's healthy and he's the starting quarterback, then he's got to play. Now, if he's healthy and Shanahan thinks Mac Jones is the better quarterback, then go with Mac Jones.
So you're not afraid at all that you get the good, hey, I'm ready to go. Okay, well, you look good. You're not even setting up for it could get re-aggravated.
It might. When are we going to find, like, to me, play him this week, you might re-aggravate it. Play him 3 weeks from now, aggravate it. Play him week one next year after surgery. It'll be an iffy aggravation.
Yeah. But see, issue. In my world, if you don't play him at all, you know there's not going to be re-aggravation.
You don't know that. I mean, we can't sit here and say, this is one of the trickiest issues. This is a tricky injury. You never really know. Well, then if it's that tricky, then you don't know if a month is different than 3 or 4 or 6. Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays. With the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Like, I just...
I hear you, man, I just disagree, man.
But, like, here's the thing. I'm not saying you're wrong to say we should shut him down, but... We can't say they should shut him down when we have no idea the extent of the injury.
And that's more reason to shut him down when you hit a home run with your backup quarterback that's basically giving you what Brock. So I guess that's what I'm going to use that to your advantage. Like, nobody's looking at the Niners saying they're losing games because of the quarterback position. That's a luxury. Okay. So just look yourself a man in the mirror, Michael Jackson, and say.
You do realize. Okay.
Go ahead. I missing?
You do realize that. You want to play that game and not play Purdy,
yeah.
Then you have a quarterback controversy. If Brock Purdy is healthy enough to play and he's going with Mac Jones, that's a controversy.
But you just said a minute ago or a second ago, Stoney, you're really going to not know if he's healthy. So I'm trying to take and weed out re-aggravating anything.
My point
by keeping him off the field.
The next time he takes the field is going to be an iffy situation. I don't care if it's Sunday. I don't care if it's a month. I don't care if what if they shut him down? You think people won't feel that?
I'm just saying the offseason plus the weeks of him being shut down the rest of this season, you got to be Charlie.
The doubt. No, like that's not how it works, Goo. If they shut him down this year and they say, okay, great, he has surgery, good to rehab.
Almost now, 2 more months. That would be almost two more months.
Give him a whole year. The first game he comes back is going to be the same regardless of whether it's this week or 6 months from now. There's going to be concern over that injury. And at some point he's going to have to determine. The 49ers are going to have to determine whether he's healthy enough to play consecutive weeks or not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, the part
I thought rest was the best. If you don't need surgery, which he does, I thought rest was the best remedy.
Okay, what if Padgett would say, yeah, they... I talked to the
Upchesky
people in there.
Had him on.
They were going to give him 3 weeks. But they said, you know what? Let's give him two more extra weeks. Let's give him 5 weeks. That's being extra careful. Like, we don't even know that they may have held him out for the last 2 weeks playing it super duper safe. Like, that's like, we don't, that's the part we don't know. And that's why I hesitate to make a statement here, like, whether to shut him down.
If this were Steph Curry, would you think any different, or you'd be the same? Like, if this were the franchise.
You want to be honest?
Seriously.
Steph Curry was this. And they put him out, and he got hurt. And they put him out again, and he got hurt. And they put him out again, and he got hurt. And then he eventually overcame those injuries, and he became Steph Curry. But let's not forget, he went out on the basketball court maybe 8 to 10 times the first 3 or 4 years of his career.
Wow, man.
Got hurt. Shut down, came back, got hurt, shut down. Like, so they went through it half a dozen times with Curry.
Yeah, wow.
I get football's different.
Yeah,
but
no, but I get what you said. And Austin and San Jose, again, that toe is going to get tested whenever he comes back.
That's what I think.
No way to protect him. He better be healthy. But if you tell me I get 7 more weeks of him not playing or getting ran up on that toe, plus the off season. At that point, wouldn't you feel better if something were catastrophic to happen and it re-aggravated? We did all we could do. That's damn near months.
I just think the point you're missing is, if he starts, just assume he's healthy. I don't know why we can't do that.
Because I think you're 0-1 doing that against Jacksonville. Everybody admits that was the wrong thing to do.
Okay, and I'm not blaming anybody. Weeks. Now it's after 5. Like, I don't understand why
but
you can't
say. But
what
if 5 is still the 2? What if that were to pop off again?
But who are you to say 8's the right number?
And that's my whole point of what we've been doing.
I don't know what they're doing.
Brock's the only guy that's going to be able, I believe, to tell them I'm ready to go.
Well, he can tell them he's ready to go, but that doesn't mean he's going to go if it's Kyle's decision. Like, this is flummoxing me a little bit.
Brian Burns says you're right.
Evan, just give me your thoughts on this.
Well, while you guys were talking about it, I was listening. No, I was just listening, kind of going through social media,
okay. The
internet, as Steiner likes to call it.
Online.
And Colin Cowherd offered a few thoughts on what to do in this situation, and it sounds like it has more to do with the backup than the actual starter.
So, Kyle Shanahan, I've said this before, you don't want to justify things in pro sports. You don't want to justify draft picks or justify decisions. Just who's hot and who's healthy. For the Niners, the hot quarterback is Mac Jones. The healthy quarterback is Mac Jones. I would be in no rush to bring back Brock Purdy.
That's so, it?
Yeah, it has to do with Mac Jones. He did some blind quarterback comparisons.
And what I'm saying is, what was the last part again? I would be in no rush to bring back Brock Purdy.
Exactly.
And this is what I'm saying. Maybe Kyle Shanahan would hear that and be like, yeah, no, there wasn't a rush. In fact, that's why we shut him down for five weeks.
Right. But I asked you earlier and you said it, and again, it's just a gut feel. You think he's playing this Sunday? I feel like now
through these practices.
Okay, I got you. And one was yesterday.
They might know right now
and
he's
that's
not
what
playing.
I want to come over there and string you. I think that's what they know. You know what I mean? That's what I guess I'm saying.
This is Greg Cosell,
our guy,
NFL Films. He was asked yesterday by Willard and Dibbs what a Purdy return might be and look like.
They still haven't been able to run the ball with any consistency. They're really a sustaining offense. Think of it this way. Because they don't get a lot of big plays in the pass game, and certainly without Pearsall, without Ayuk, they don't get a lot of big plays in the pass game. For instance, this past week, the longest pass play was 22 yards, and that came at the end of the first half. So they don't really get big plays in the pass game for the most part. So if you're not going to get that, you need your run game to be sustaining. So In an ideal world, Purdy, who I think's a little more of an aggressive thrower than Mac Jones, we'll see if he pushes it down the field. Obviously, it depends on the play calls, too. I'm sure Kyle knows that Purdy's a little more aggressive by nature. If Ricky Pearsall is at full health and goes this week, he does have vertical ability, more so than any other receiver that they put out there now. So ideally, you'll at least have some shots down the field. If you hit one or two of them, obviously those can be game changers.
Greg Cosell.
Yeah.
I mean, you need protection to throw downfield too, and that's not one of their strengths.
Yeah, but I'll say this, and Mac's been great, Stoney, but I'm starting to see, and I was talking to Evan in the green room earlier, like, you can leave some meat on the bones if now we can differentiate and say Brock looks for that big play more than Mac, and if your defense is a leaky faucet like it's been – and we've been talking about, man, you need damn near perfection on offense. I'm just saying you would want somebody back there, and maybe that would be the energy on why Brock's coming back, because with him, he's looking for that big play more than Mac. And maybe you take it, you still got to complete it, but, you know?
Here's one of the things, here's a rational, I don't understand this one, and I've heard it, and it's, look, without Warner and without Bosa, the defense stinks, and we're not going to be able to go anywhere with the defense. Right. We all know that. So let's just keep running with Mac Jones. Like, I don't understand that at all. Like, what does the defense have to do with if Brock Purdy's ready to go, let's put him out there? That's just me. Like, I get that. You know, the hope of Purdy coming back and leading you to a Super Bowl is a very long shot, but so is Joe Burrow coming back and leading the Bengals that far.
Go ahead. No. Chicago Jason reminded me, I forgot, Stoney, did you know Brock has a no-trade clause? I know it's hashtag random. I mean, he cleaned up, Evan.
I didn't know that. Dude, right, man,
if you just think about that.
Well, I mean, in a hypothetical world, if Mac Jones did take his job in the future, I can't imagine he wouldn't greenlight a trade
to a place where he could play. I got you.
And you know what?
Boy, man, as the world, I'm just throwing that out there, y'all. Don't get mad at me. But
a no-trade clause.
They gave him a no-trade.
Right. And a no-trade clause, all it means is you can't send a guy anywhere you want.
A no-trade clause means...
Give us a list of teams you will be traded, or you want to be traded to.
I got some say.
Like kind of the Kuminga situation if he wouldn't have signed that deal. Let's go to Gene in Oakland.
Gene,
how you doing?
Hey, my guys. How you guys
hanging in there. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this, man.
All right, here we go. So, first of all, like it or not, I think we're already in the middle of a quarterback controversy. I mean, think about it. Last eight games for each quarterback, Purdy is 2-6, and Mac is 5-3. The excuses we made for Purdy had to do with he didn't have all his, his weapons. Well, you make the same excuse for Mac, but he still has come out with a winning record. But here's the problem right now. I think the Niners, Shanahan and Lynch in particular, have too much invested money-wise and ego-wise not to start Purdy as soon as he's ready to play. Now, Goo, once again, I would trust the training staff to make the right decisions. Now, granted, Jacksonville was a mistake, but that may have been Purdy's mistake. You know, he may have thought, oh, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to be me. And he wasn't. So, you know, more than the training staff. But right now, I'm guessing Shanahan has a number of regrets. First off, you know, not picking Mac instead of Trey Lance. And secondly, maybe the organization's general might be regretting having given Purdy all this money. Understanding that they may have had no choice, but if the two of them were making a few million apiece, I have a feeling that Shanahan would be leaning more Mac Jones right now than Brock Purdy. But once again, they have to play him. They've invested in him. And if he's ready to go, he has to play. And then we have to see what happens after that.
Yep.
But I'm leaning more towards Mac in the future. I don't know how you're going to make that happen.
I hear you.
You're talking about a no-trade clause. I don't think you can trade him anyway with that salary and with his injury problems. Yep. Anyways.
Thanks, Gene. Have a great rest of the day, Gene.
And I'm not stunned. I hope you're over here knowing where your partner's at with this. I'm just telling you, Norm told me, my father, always follow the money. So, again, we all have acknowledged it would be hell and high water to get Brock out of here if you wanted to, but you don't have to sell me on Mac being the better quarterback. That's where I'm at. He has a rifle arm. Phil Mo Mike, I know we got into
it. So you think Mac Jones is better than Purdy?
With Kyle Shanahan, I think that would be my preference.
Well, then the point, like, honestly, if that's your feeling.
Unlike Gene, I understand why that won't manifest, though.
Well,
because they put a ring on Brock's finger.
Who knows? Who knows?
And you're ready
to... Who's been the longest tenured starting quarterback for the 49ers, and how long has it been? They haven't had a starting quarterback who's started more than three consecutive years.
Oh, I got to say Jeff Garcia.
No, I'm talking about the Shanahan era.
Oh, God, wow. Well, Jimmy. Yeah, Jimmy for sure.
Did he get to three?
Yeah.
I mean, he was a starter from the end of 2017 through 2021.
Okay. Here's the way I would do Jimmy. Five games don't count.
All right.
The next season was hurt the whole year, and then that will start the clock then.
2019.
He was still the starting quarterback for like 4 years.
I don't think so.
Not, he just up into not, a year, Brock. For
what did I say, three or four?
Yeah. Okay.
Whenever he was available, he was the starting quarterback.
Would you meet me halfway that Kyle seems to be a little fickle about the quarterback situation?
I can't. Remember, I always fought you on this. I feel like Jimmy got a fair run, and Jimmy's the reason he's not here. Jimmy's the reason. You kept getting hurt, high ankle sprains, and he said, you know what? I'm in love with Trey Lance.
The other thing is, you know, if Parag Marate worked his magic, maybe they got something in that contract. Remember, everybody thought they knew it was in Juwan Jennings' contract, but nobody really knew.
You are, and that's a good call.
Maybe they can get out of this contract earlier than we think.
And I'm starting to think, you know, you can see the smoke coming out of my head, but when that day does come that Ayuk is back, you got Kittle and Pearsall, oh my gosh, Donnie, then whoever the quarterback is, and I'm thinking it's Brock right now today, I mean, the Niners got some stuff.
Yeah, how's the offensive line?
Well, I mean, they were great last week.
Yeah, they've had two really good games.
And what was the other one, Atlanta?
The other game. I can't remember. Hey, I don't want to bring this up with the other guys.
No.
I'm doing it right now. I'm doing
it
right
now. I don't like scare stuff.
I don't care about their opinion.
Then why'd you mention them?
Because I want to do it now and ask you two guys, because I don't want their opinion on this thing I'm going to ask you, and it's this. So my daughter down in Tulane just called Susan.
Yeah.
And she was crying and all upset because all the other parents are coming to Parents Weekend and we're not.
This is awesome,
because we're
man.
Surprising her.
This is awesome. Evan, I almost want to set a cheer.
I'm going to tell her. And Susan was like, no chance.
I love Susan. This is incredible. But the anguish she's going to be going through the net. Well, you'll be there tomorrow night.
Exactly. We're like, so we're going to stick it to her for the next 36
hours. I'm a softy. I might call her on the side. Hey, don't tell mom.
If you were a good parent, you'd move your flight up.
Or Evan.
To get there earlier?
If he was a good parent, why wouldn't he just call her on the side? Don't tell mom that I told you we're coming.
Well, mom would know. Moms know.
And you know what else? The daughter would tell the mom. Dad told me. All right.
That's happened to me before.
It always happens. Kids trust the mom more than you know what I mean.
My daughter showed the wife a receipt, got me in big trouble.
Crossover next on 95.7 again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.